Hello.
Hey, Clarence, how are you? This is
I'm doing
Zach.
okay. Who?
Zach,
Okay, Zach.
we spoke back in June about your property, one of your properties off of Condrey Ridge Court. You still got it for sale?
I'm still working on it, man. I'm trying to the kids that are staying there, who are living there. They were working on a HUD program, and they disqualified them because the girl who, the wife, while they were in the midst of qualifying, she ended up with MS, and they refused to give them, the loan. So they're working on, getting their parents to co-sign for them. So I'll know something by Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to
Yeah.
give you a call on Saturday. I couldn't get a
Oh,
hold of you.
no, I was on the road Saturday. I was on my way to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
But this is the best time to catch me.
Okay. Cool, man. Well, you remember speaking with me on Friday, right? Okay. Yeah.
I remember that. Because I said I may be coming to Richmond, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, all right, man. Well,
I went down 58 because the James River just closed. And usually when I come through Richmond, the shortcut me is go straight down Route 10. And then when I get down there, near, I take the Jamestown Ferry and come over, but I wasn't able to go that way. So I ended up going straight down 58 down to Emporia, to 85 and went down.
Yeah, I completely understand.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I know you're doing a lot of traveling back and forth. I just wanted to tell you I appreciated our conversation on Friday.
Right, right.
Want to continue to maybe.
Did you get a chance to go up online? I mean, go to Google and take a look at the house?
Yeah, I've seen the house.
It's a solar house. That's what that solar panel is in the front.
Yep. I've seen the house. You know, I'm familiar with Bethany Ridge Road. You know, so as far as that, I'm familiar with it. I know where it's at.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so you know, it's definitely something that I would want
Okay. Well, by all means, hit me up around this time Friday. They're supposed to get back with me with the mom and dad. And if the mom and dad don't do it, I'm gonna go ahead on and get rid of it.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I buy a lot
Okay.
of houses, and you know, this is just another house.
Right. Do you know how do you how I'm not trying to get too personal, but do you know anybody that will finance a young couple who are really working hard? They got a family, and the guy they've been paying me for 2.5 years.
Yeah, do they have good credit?
They got what you have when you're about 30 years old.
I'm not sure what that would mean, but
I know what you're saying.
yeah.
I don't even know what good credit is today. And the reason why I say that is when you don't owe any money. Well, I remember when I was coming up, I things that the definition changed on credit. I paid cash for everything. So when I went to buy the house, they told me I didn't have bad credit. And I said, how do I have bad credit when I got all my paycheck? Excuse me. I was making about $40,000 a year, and I didn't buy anything on credit because I wanted to have good credit by not being in debt, so I could afford stuff. So in order for me to qualify for a house, man, I had to go I had to go $10,000-$15,000 in debt to show and pay, give people my money to prove that I had good credit, because I would go out and spend my money with other people when I didn't need to get into debt, and then I had to show them I could pay the debt off, which to me, I haven't figured that out yet, and I got a master's degree.
Right. Well,
but that's how the world works.
Yeah.
You see, and I understand that, but it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to the person who goes out there and work and want to save their money and accrue a monetary value for their family, that they got to go out there and give their money to somebody else and make somebody else rich or somebody happy.
Right.
Like I went to get some tires the other day, and the tires that I paid $80 for last year are now $170 today. And so, therefore, I can't afford tires for my car. I can't afford to leave knowing that I got to spend $1,000 on my car. Oil change is $100, $19. Prices haven't gone up. It's the same oil sitting in the auto that was sitting there. It's been all year. So why does it go up?
Well, that's the world for you.
I know.
Unfortunately, I'm not a specialist.
Well, that's the way it is. And these tires were not—they were not Continental, and they were rubber. And I'm trying to figure out why is Michelin is $325 a tire. I mean, you talk about $1,400 for $25 a tire, $1,000 for tires of it. You know, I'm running this guy in this form for the whole damn week. You know, and so a place like Discount Tire, when they came online, they were selling the tires. And the same time for the same amount of money. And so now they've gone after the tires. The cars, everybody's got a car. You know, parts are 50% more. Labor is 100% more. It used to be $119 an hour to have your car fit at a dealership. Now it's $230 an hour. Don't nobody make that kind of money.
Yep, I understand. I do.
Yeah, man, but I'm not screaming, you know, bloody murder. My thing is, what I do is I don't drive as much, and so I'm not going to spend as much, and I'm not going to the restaurants. And me and my wife went to a restaurant and went to Cracker Barrel in Emporia, and it was $25 a plate, $50. It used to be $17 for two. You talk about $9 a plate. Or $8 to pay for the same stuff.
That's right.
Catfish.
Well, that's in place.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, you lucky man. Well, no, you're not. It's okay. Look, I didn't mean to say that.
No. All right. I have a girlfriend, and
that's good.
You know, we'll leave it at that to be it. At most.
You say you would leave it at that, huh?
At most. Yeah.
Look, man, you better find you somebody else. That's all I'm saying. I'm not your dad. It gets personal. They're out there for you, man, that you got to have. It's like water. It's like brushing your teeth. A friend of yours is out there for you. If you just got a girl on the, what they used to, LL Cool J, I'm not a rapper. Round the way girl is just a girl who is there.
She's around the way. I guess she's fairly new, so that's why we're leaving.
Good luck to you, man. I really mean, you know, I know your queen child's waiting on you. I'll come Friday where they are, and we'll talk.
All right, don't forget about me.
I haven't, and I won't. Call me on this. That's why I gave you this number, and this is the best time to call me.
Yeah, awesome. I'll call you Friday, Clarence. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.